I think people were cautiously optimistic or fairly pleased with what she had to say yesterday.
Yeah, so what we're looking at, certain regions following the My Safe Start plan that was announced, I want to say probably a month ago now, which was that regional approach to reopening the state's economy. We've divvied up the state, I think, in 8 different regions. Of course, we've been talking about how St. Clair County is with much of Metro Detroit in our region. But the goal there is to take a look at where cases and testing and hospital capacity sits in these different regions and to make decisions to reopen the state's economy accordingly. And yesterday, of course, as you heard, the UP and much of the northern Lower Peninsula said to be safe enough to allow bars, restaurants, non-essential retailers to all open up. Now, this does not include barber shops, hair salons, tanning salons, gyms. So there are still some restrictions, but this is definitely a lifting of some of those closures. And I think it's very welcome news to both us downstate as we see some hope and, you know, we see what the future may hold for us. And it's also very good news for the folks in northern Michigan who depend on tourism so much, especially with this big holiday coming up, to see those start to reopen.
We were talking, I think, last week about the regional approach to reopening and wondering if that had just been kind of set aside because there hadn't really been any more discussion of that, but it looks like it's back on the table now. Well, it probably never was off the table. We just hadn't really been hearing much about it. But again, a reminder that we are in what will probably be the last region to see things reopen. Now, again, the current orders go through May 28th, and so that might just mean that we have to wait until then and don't get any early openings. The governor did also indicate that she would be probably speaking again later this week and may have more easing of restrictions if we continue to see things improve.
Yeah, I think that is possible, Paul. And it seems to me like this has shifted, this virus has shifted west. There's some pretty big concerns in areas of west in and around Grand Rapids with Kent County. I think just the other day, Kent County having the highest number of daily new positive tests. So I think there's a lot of concerns in population centers on the west side of the state, but we haven't seen as much concern or as grave of numbers in the northern part of the state. Even though places like Otsego County, which I'll take back to the conversation I had with my friend Brian, who owns some radio stations up there, Otsego County was hit pretty, that's the Gaylord area, was hit rather hard for when you look at the percentage of the population. You know, they were having, you know, 100 or so, people testing positive, which is a much larger portion of their population than we have in St. Clair County when we say we have 400 or so people. But still, it seems to be slowing up there. And I think a lot of the increases in cases that we see coming out of the northern part of the state are in some of these long-term care facilities. They aren't, you know, something that the governor mentioned yesterday was that looking at these numbers, if you see the numbers increase, let's say numbers in, I'll use Otsego County again as an example. Let's say they increase by 20 overnight. Well, if they increase 20 state or countywide, that's reason for concern because that means that there's community spread and things might get closed up again, for example. But if it's 20 in a confined space like a nursing home, then it's not as much of a concern because it's contained and they know where it is and they know where the people are and they're not going out and about and connecting with the community and contributing to community spread. So that sounds to me is that's kind of where they're looking at. Even though cases might be still increasing, if they're in places where it's easier to confine and isolate people versus the community as a whole, again, I think it does give us some hope as a lot of the numbers that we've been seeing in St. Clair County have also been in some of these assisted living facilities rather than community spread as of late. So it does give us hope.
Well, yeah, indeed. And I think a lot of people were really encouraged to hear, you know, right before the Memorial Day weekend that at least up north was opening up. Just keep in mind, it's not going to be the up north that you're used to. Restaurants will be confined to, you know, spread out seating or maybe even outdoor seating, depending on the wishes of the restaurant owner. Retail stores are going to have masks and social distancing. It's all going to be very cautious, but there is a reopening of things, and I think people are generally pretty excited about it.
Yeah, going back to the region discussion, and this is where St. Clair County is going to need to pay attention. I think our stakeholders here should talk to TAWAS, which that's Iosco County, and then you have there's four counties there, Paul, that are near the Saginaw Bay that are in the Saginaw region and not in the Northern Michigan region, but are traditional Northern Michigan resort areas like TAWAS City, Oscoda, Harrisville, all kind of on the Sunrise side. They're all lumped in with Saginaw, and they aren't allowed to reopen for restaurants or bars, even though that some will argue that they have much more in common with Traverse City than they do Bay City, Saginaw, Midland, Flint. So I think we need to watch this, and I think people in St. Clair County need to take note on, is Iosco County, Ogemaw County, do they have the ear of the governor? And could we see them have some of these things lifted in their subsection of the Saginaw region? And could that happen in St. Clair County too?
The concern in St. Clair County and even our stakeholders in St. Clair County recognizes this is that something like 40% of St. Clair County residents drive out of St. Clair County and into Metro Detroit, the Tri-County Metro Detroit region, to go to work. So you've got people that live perhaps in Marysville or East China, but that work in Sterling Heights or in Troy or in the city of Detroit, where the count is much higher. And, you know, if you're driving down there, you know, are you just going to the office? How many people are you in contact with at the office or the factory? What other businesses are you supporting along the way? Are you going to the gas station? Things like that. So those are all things to be considered. Do we have a lot of cases in St. Clair County itself? No, not compared to those other counties. But do a lot of our people go there and mingle all day and come back to St. Clair County? Yeah, so that's.
But if your office in Auburn Hills is closed, then you're not going there.
No, that's absolutely
even if
right.
It's intra-region transportation. You know, if you're moving inside this region, but if your office in Oakland County is closed, you're still not.
And that's where I don't know
there.
If we can get a firm number on how many people are working from home or not, because a lot of factories are beginning to reopen now. We are seeing some employees returning to their workplace. So,
but I will say that because I think a lot of people are upset in Ogemaw, West Branch, Iosco, which is TAWAS, Alcona County, Harrisville. All of those areas, which are traditional Northern Michigan tourist towns, are excluded. They're in a different region than the ones that are allowed to open. Mm-hmm. If they make enough noise, and if they have the ear of the governor, you know, I don't see much more risk of stopping into a restaurant in West Branch versus stopping into one in Roscommon, even though that they're in two different counties.
Yeah.
So if they're able to make that case, Paul, I think that we should be able to make that case as well on how still, even if you're a part of a broader region, and yes, people in West Branch and Standish and in Oscoda drive down to Bay City to work. That happens a lot. But if they can make the case there, then we can make the case here.
It may very well be. We'll see. We're talking about a matter of days at this point, really. I think you're going to see things move rather rapidly from region to region. I think it's going to be weeks in between openings, but we'll see. It's all about the numbers. 23 past 6 o'clock here on WPHM. It is Tuesday. It's not raining out there right now. We'll take a look at the weather forecast for today and the next few days as well. Coming up just a few minutes on WPHM.